Have you ever watched a motorcyclist lean perfectly into a sharp curve, defying gravity with fluid precision? This image captures the essence of shift into a higher gear. The motorcycle, often viewed as dangerous and intimidating, becomes a powerful metaphor for navigating life's challenges. In a world where nearly 70% of people rate themselves below satisfactory on life fulfillment, this two-wheeled philosophy offers a refreshing path forward. The most profound insight? Success doesn't require massive overhauls, just small, intentional adjustments that compound over time. Like a rider making minor weight shifts to navigate complex terrain, our lives respond dramatically to subtle changes in approach. The journey to extraordinary achievement isn't about radical reinvention, but about finding that extra gear when others have settled for cruising. We've been misled to believe that only enormous changes produce desired outcomes. In reality, small shifts drive monumental results. Trucks roll on small tires, doors swing on small hinges, and buildings rise from small plans. Consider how water transforms into steam at precisely 212°F. At 211°F, it's just hot water. But that 1 degree shift creates an entirely new substance with enough power to move locomotives. Most of us are just one small shift away from breakthrough in our relationships, finances, health, or career. Rather than attempting dramatic improvements that quickly become unsustainable, focus on getting just 1% better every day in areas that matter. Remember, there's no traffic on the extra mile. Those who push just a bit further encounter less competition and greater rewards. Have you calculated how many summers you have left? Based on the global average life expectancy of 72.6 years, the answer might shock you into intentional living. Most people coast through existence without purpose or intention, focusing only on length of years while neglecting width, how broadly we experience life, and depth, how deeply we engage. Living fully requires paying a price most aren't willing to pay, yet the cost of settling for mediocrity is greater: lost peace, fulfillment, and enlightenment. History's most transformational figures, like Princess Diana, Martin Luther King Jr., and Jesus Christ, didn't necessarily live long lives, but changed human history through their impact. You can live 100 years or live 1 year 100 times. Are you living wide by expanding your perspectives? Are you living deep by strengthening relationships through more intense love? Humans aren't designed to coast, but to actively engage. Identify areas craving expansion and shift now, using the right perspective to appreciate life's vibrancy. Unlike insulated car drivers, motorcycle riders must accept the environment as is, teaching a powerful leadership lesson. Either you proactively lead change, or you will reactively be changed by change. True transformation follows 3 essential steps: seeing things as they are, realist; seeing things as better than they are, optimist; and making things the way you see them, activist. First, embrace brutal honesty about your current circumstances, like acknowledging the full extent of credit card debt before creating solutions. After recognizing reality, identify potential and envision improvement in everything from properties to relationships. Overcome possibility blindness that leads to settling. Improvement is always possible if you can envision it. Finally, transform vision into reality through dedication and consistency. Consider the parable of a dog howling on a nail but unwilling to move because it doesn't hurt bad enough, representing those who complain without taking action. True change requires getting off the nail of comfortable compromise and taking assertive steps toward your goals. What reality are you avoiding that, once faced, could transform your life? Like motorcycle steering, which responds to body weight rather than wheel turning, life direction depends on where you invest your energy. The bike follows wherever you lean, requiring throttle action when turning. What have you put your weight into lately? What have you gone all in with? In a world where 85% of employees aren't engaged, most people are merely going through the motions rather than living with passion. To shift into a higher gear, escape just enough land where mediocrity thrives. Excellence requires putting your full weight into what matters most through 7 key practices. Genuinely desire excellence without shortcuts. Find examples in your field. Gain behind-the-scenes exposure. Volunteer without compensation. Study the details that create excellence. Demonstrate excellence at your current level and continuously improve, remembering that your best is your next. Success also requires patience, the wait that accompanies your weight. In our instant gratification culture, we resist waiting, but excellence takes time. Be like a postage stamp that sticks to one thing until it delivers, avoiding the trap of jumping between projects without completion. Where could you apply more weight and patience to achieve excellence? A motorcycle's kickstand supports the bike only when stationary. Similarly, excuses serve us only when avoiding forward movement. They provide secondary gain, hidden benefits that make mediocrity comfortable, like how someone with a broken leg might enjoy attention while avoiding responsibilities. Common excuses reframed as declarations. "I'm too old to start" becomes, "My past experience allows me to start smarter." "I don't have enough money" transforms to, "I'll find creative ways to fund my dreams." "I don't have time" shifts to, "I'll prioritize what truly matters." All excuses ultimately stem from fear disguised as rationality, presenting logical-sounding reasons to avoid pursuing dreams. Your companions are equally crucial. Unlike car passengers who minimally affect your journey, motorcycle passengers directly impact your ride through their movements. The people closest to you significantly influence your life's trajectory. You'll become the average of your 5 closest friends and likely earn within 10% of their income. The solution? As Denzel Washington suggests, if you hang around 5 millionaires, you'll be the 6th. Intentionally recruit 3 types of riders: mentors who've traveled your road before, mates who journey alongside you, and mentees who help transform your setbacks into valuable lessons for others. Motorcycles only know forward motion. They only operate in drive. Unlike cars with multiple gears, motorcycles embody the mindset needed for extraordinary achievement. Living in drive means experiencing constant forward momentum, focus, passion, and accomplishment. While reverse serves cars, it's counterproductive in life. People in reverse dwell on the unchangeable past, holding grudges that prevent living in the present. Neutral might be worse, complete disengagement, idling without power. It manifests as apathy, "I don't know, whatever," resulting from discouragement or exhaustion. Vehicles, like our lives, deteriorate more from disuse than use. When parked too long, systems fail, just as a motorcycle battery dies from sitting unused. The cure for these unproductive states is forgiveness, which enables forward movement. Life is meant for forward motion. The past is a place of reference, not residence. Every day presents a choice: shift into drive with purpose or remain stuck. The road ahead holds infinite possibilities for those willing to lean into curves, twist the throttle, and embrace the journey with both hands on the handlebars. What gear are you operating in today?